Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Layers, and today I'm doing a draft prospect look at Matthew Butler, the defensive tackle from Tennessee. Go Vols. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram at 100 Yards Football for all the clips, and of course, our podcast. Easy to look at, easy to find. Type in 100 Yards Football on anywhere that's a podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, et cetera, and you will find all of our amazing footage. So please go over there, listen to the podcast, leave a review, leave a like. And if you have a topic you want to talk about, any players, any teams, coaches, whatever, drop it in the comments on Facebook and YouTube, and we will get to it and put it in our schedule in the near future. So let's get into it. Matthew Butler, the defensive tackle from Tennessee. 6'4", 295, a large man here. Number 94. Let's look back at his stats and how he's been doing throughout his entire career as a volunteer. 2017, right, came in, didn't play much. It is what it is. That's usually what happens with these young guys. They don't usually get a lot of playing time. So he had a total of just 4 tackles, 2 of those solo, 2 assisted, no sacks, no pass defended, not much going on. 2018, he got a little bit better, 13 total tackles and not much else. There ain't nothing going on. 2019, 45 tackles, got to see a little more of the field, 2 passes defended, and 2.5 sacks. 2020, 43 tackles total, 1 pass defended, and 2 sacks. In this past year, 2021, 47 total sacks, no pass defended, but 5 sacks, so he helped get that up. Also, in 2020, 2021, he racked up 1 forced fumble apiece. So, let's talk about some more of the things that Matthew Butler is good at and some things he can improve on to maybe get his draft stock a little bit higher in this draft. And a little bit, you know, it's March right now. We're getting close to April. The draft in Vegas is going to be a good time. So what can he improve on and what are some of the strengths already? So he's got good leverage on the nose, right? He's good there. He's a good defender. He's going to hustle. He's got a bull rush that you can get inside and really get to the quarterback and help out. That's why he got 5 career sacks or 5 sacks this past season, a career high for him. He usually lowers the offensive lineman every short yardage play, right? He goes low. He's got good agility and size for his, you know, for his size at 6'4", he's got good agility and speed. He can change the direction pretty solid also. And he provides some secondary interior pass rush, getting some penetration when he's in that 3 technique, right? That 3 tech. He also is able to play with a lean average, against the run. He's tough for someone to move. Like I say, he's got good size. He usually needs to get double-teamed if they want to move him out the way on a run. And he gives a strong punch, uses his hands, sheds some good blocks, and he can make some good plays back in the hole in the box and looking good there. He's got a very good lower body strength in order to get those done. So he could really get it going if he gets aggressive. Now, so what are some things he can improve on in this upcoming draft and throughout his career? Sometimes he can miss some tackles. Like I said, tackling – not one of the most strong suits. Like I said, he had 45 this past season, which is a career high for him, but still not a whole lot of tackles. He can sometimes miss those. Just needs to get a better technique, better placement of his hands so he can wrap up defenders and tackle them to the ground. Sometimes he can get stuck on the play, right? If he ever goes after the quarterback, the running back, and the offensive lineman just holds him still, right? He usually can't get away for it and get that second push to maybe try and get something going on. He's got to use better reaction skills with his hands. He doesn't have that violent hand that you need to shed some blocks. I say he's got a good bull rush, but he's not going to be ever just swiping away at hands, getting through, especially on double teams too, right? If he gets double teamed, it's pretty much over. He's not going to be able to get through that in a way. He didn't have the, like I said, he's got decent speed, but he didn't have efficient speed to where he can turn the corner and he can, if a running back's going at him and decides to cut up field and just use that elite speed that a lot of them have, he's pretty much going to be out of commission just because his lack thereof. He's got a quick first step, right, with fluid movements. He's competitive, and sometimes he can be a little bit too competitive, right? He can be a little bit careless with his hands. And sometimes, like I said, he can get a little bit too aggressive on the play and result in penalties or just missing tackles. Like I said earlier, that could be something he can improve on. Well, thankfully everyone can improve on tackling, just techniques and whatnot. But I feel like for Matthew Butler to really get things going in the NFL, he's going to be a late round project piece. I don't think he's ready to be on that first team yet, right? That first lineup. I think it's going to be lower in the depth chart, someone you can get in a later round and work on throughout training camps and just throughout the season. But he does have some good potential, though. Like I said, he's got good size. The young man does 6'4", 295. But I feel like if he can just, nose to the grindstone, put some work in, and he's a good kid, right? Super smart, maybe the SEC Academic Honor Roll multiple times throughout his career. He's a powerful guy. Like I said, he came back for a super senior year this year, played 5 years. So he's done all he can at Tennessee. He's moving on, and I'm excited to see what this young man can do in the NFL. I think with just a little bit of fine polishing, fine tuning, right, a little bit of tweak to his game and just get a little bit better all in all, I can see him being a starter in a couple of seasons. I think he could work his way up and be a solid piece for whoever drafts him in the NFL come April. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So if you enjoyed this video here today or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have an amazing podcast available for you to listen to every single day on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, et cetera, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Also, go to our Instagram account. Check out all of our clips at 100th Football. Like I said, we're available anywhere to download, to listen to, to watch, right? We go live pretty much each and every single day, each and every single week. And like I said, with draft prospects, team previews, team specials, legend interviews, history specials, you name it, guys. Anything you want from football, either we've covered or we're going to plan on covering it, because we do about 15 to 20 videos per week. And, I mean, we're covering a lot. We've done a whole lot of draft prospects. I need to go and actually look and figure out how many we've done since probably November. We've been doing the upcoming 2022 prospects. It's about November, December at least. So I'm sure we've hit well over that 100 mark. It feels like it. But we're here to grind. We're here to put on as many videos, as many episodes as we possibly can for a week. And that's just for the enjoyment of us and also for the enjoyment of the fans. We thank you guys so much for all the likes, comments, shares, subscribes y'all been giving us on Facebook, on YouTube. It's been meaning the world to us. Like I said, earlier in the beginning, if you have a topic, a player, a team, a draft class, a coach, or whoever you want us to talk about on the program, we interact with all of our fans. We go in the comments. We see what you guys say. And we respond to you saying, okay, yeah, we've done that player. Go check it out from back in September. Or maybe we'll say, hey, we haven't done that player. So be on the lookout in the next couple of weeks, and we'll have that in our rotation. So leave a comment. Who do you want us to do a draft prospect video on? Or just if you want us to go back in time, talk about a history special for the 1975 Alabama Crimson Tide, whoever. Just put it in the comments, and we'll be sure to get reply and get to it on a future date. I've been your host, Logan Lance. You've been listening to my draft prospect review of Matthew Butler, the defensive tackle from the University of Tennessee. Go Vols! We are done filming. You guys, we will talk to you again on another live video. Be safe, and we will talk to you very soon. See ya.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.